let's go to a guy. This guy could have won for Remember the Titans.
Sure.
Let's welcome Ryan Hurst to the show. Ryan Hurst, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, brother. How are you, man?
What's up, Rambo Donkey Kong? Best Twitter name for any celebrity ever?
I know. I just thought right out of the gate I better steal the best one.
let me run through the Ryan Hurst progression, if I may, if you don't mind.
Oh, go for it.
Thank you. Remember the Titans, great movie. Like, great movie to where I think I've watched it 3 times in the last 2 weeks. If I catch it on, I have to watch it for at least an hour while it's on. And that is because the characters and the acting is so great. Bertier, a big part of the movie, kind of a little geeky. Geeky for a football player. But it was olden days, so great job for you for acting. Okay?
Thanks.
All right. Now, Sons of Anarchy, Opie Winston. Mm-hmm. Me not being a biker fan, because when I was a kid, all the bikers, whenever they showed up on an episode, that was bad. Like Knight Rider, when the biker showed up, it means something was going, people were getting killed. Yeah, see, he knows. But I got into it and binge-watched 3 seasons behind, loved the show, and Bertier went from nerdy geeky to goddamn Opie became sexy.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Listen, that beard and that hair, that girls started loving you. I mean, you made the name Opie cool again.
I know, man. I tell you, if there was one thing, when Kurt Sutter wrote that role, I was like, if you could have called him just something cool, man, just something cool, but it had to be Opie. So for the rest of my life, while walking down the street in New York City, I'm just going to have some guy scream at me from across the street, "Hey, Opie!"
Believe me, I know the struggles. We've all had dumb radio names before, so seriously, though, that was one of the shows that I never thought. It took me 3 seasons of my closest friend saying, "Listen, promise you like the show." And then I watched it, and it wasn't just the violence. The writing was great, but the acting, you really got into the characters. And Opie dying on that show.
Spoiler!
Oh, come on.
All right.
It was sad. It was sad for everybody. Like, we all lost our best buddy, the coolest guy. You didn't want Opie to die, and the way he went out was so solid, man. I mean, that was such a great role.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, I was always so happy with the way that they took out that character. Just kind of ripped people's hearts right out of their chest.
Which is what made the show great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two quick Sons of Anarchy things I want to ask you. One is that video that appeared after you were off the show where they cut the, they did the sword and they cut the beard and everybody was crying. That shows how tight you guys were, man.
Yeah, we still are, man. That's the one thing. That's a genuine, like, real brotherhood. Those are people who, you know, all the guys, you know, on that show are people who, you know, I'm going to know for the rest of my life. You know, we just buddied up real quick. We, you know, I mean, it was the first season. We were looking around the table, looking at each other, going like, "Huh, all right, you know, this is a genuine family," and we're still that way. We talk to each other like, if not every day, every other day. It's you know,
that's pretty awesome.
Serious family there.
And then the other thing is that, you know, there's talk about a spinoff, which would be the Mayans, I guess, is what they're saying. I think it would be so much better if they spun off a prequel and went back to Jax's father and told the story of how it first started out. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, there's been whispers of that for a while now. And I think Kurt Sutter finally, like, leaked some ideas that was going to be a reality at some point. And, is, you know, sort of starting back in Vietnam, you know, with Piney Winston, which is Opie's father, and also with Jax's father.
Yeah, I think that would be great. I would rope everybody in. We kind of already know those characters. Ryan Hurst is joining us on the show. The reason we're talking to Ryan is because season 2 of The Outsiders returns to WGN America. Now, I did not watch the show yet. I did not even know you were in it. There's too many goddamn television shows to watch. But now that I know you're in it, and then last night during wrestling, I saw a preview for it. It looks good. So what is it? The family retreats to the mountains, and it's now the people hiding out in the mountains versus the civilians?
No, it's a little bit different. You know, if these people were never, like, integrated into society, you know, for as long as people can remember, you know, there's been this, you know, sort of clan, this family that has lived on the top of this mountain. So, like, they have their own language. They don't read. They, you know, have their, you know, completely and totally isolated from the rest of the world, and they've sort of done that to themselves. And they have this sort of, you know, I wouldn't want to say mythical past, but know, is a very sort of connection to the mountain that they live on. And this coal company comes along and says, yo, we're taking that mountain. And, you know, and the Farrells say, not without a fight. And that's the basis of the show.
I would assume you're a mountain person.
No, I actually play the mountain.
Very stoic.
Not a lot of lines, but, you know, present.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a lot of fun. And the best part about it is, you know, it has like sort of a topical element to the show, which basically, you know, obviously, what is this sort of blue-collar America versus corporate America? But, you know, we get to tell this story in a real fun way, which is, you know, big hairy guys on ATVs riding through department stores or whatever.
Yeah, blowing stuff up. That's what everybody wants to see. I got to tell you, that sounds good, and it's not too far off. I mean, like you said, I watched a lot of those Alaskan Bush people TV shows and people who actually live it. That's a legit life, and they have their own language, they have their own way of doing things, and they want to protect their land.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, dude, I will check it out. It is The Outsider. Season 2 premieres tonight at 9 o'clock, WGN America. Everybody's got it on your cable system. Check out Ryan Hurst and The Outsiders. Good to talk to you, dude.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Check it out. Let me know what you think, bro.
Will do, man. Thank you. There you go. Rambo Donkey Kong on Twitter. You can check him out. What's going on Bone TV?
What do you mean?
I don't know. The Dove is on there now.
Oh, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I have no idea. Well, let me go find out. Hold on.
That's the goddamn answer I want. Not, I don't know.
So,
make Spanish nervous.
He was on Saved by the Bell.
Ryan was?
Know? Yeah.
I did not know that.
He was on Saved by the Bell. And then his father.
I do know this.
Was Boss Hogg's cousin on Dukes of Hazzard.
Not Enos.
No.
But
Cletus.
Anus.
Cletus.
Oh, Cletus. That's
right?
It. Yeah.
Wasn't it Cletus?
It was one of those us's.
Yeah.
Yeah. He. I want to say he was also had something to do with. With Gilligan, he did a show with Gilligan. Could that be possible?
Quite Bob possible. Denver? Yeah, he was Deputy Cletus Hogg.
Yeah.
Boss Hogg's cousin.
Yeah, him and Enos. He was like the new Enos.
Yeah.
That's great. And he is so, he probably doesn't want to ever have that in his, bio.
I did not watch Saved by the Bell, but I know that Carmen in Spanish did, but he was chubby on there.
No, was he really?
Yeah, he was chubby, and he worked in the diner or something. Or was in the diner? I don't know.
He wasn't. It does. I don't know. I can't recall him being on there.
Oh, well, maybe.
But it was forever ago.